We had the privilege one time of Mac made me aware that what was the name? Wasn't it a club in town where Les Paul played? The Isis?
The Iridium.
The Iridium. Anybody ever go see Les Paul at the Iridium? That's a pretty amazing thing. So I didn't know anything about it, and CMA, five-time musician of the year, told me about it. So we went in.
On
and
off night.
We went in. I had a couple of drinks, and then somebody kind of recognized me, and it wasn't Les. But it's a true story. So come on now, if you're a guitar player, and I'm not a very good one. I mean, that's why I hire him. But I wanted to get on stage with Les Paul, and I did. I got up. So will you continue how this episode went down? Because
so they had an old Les Paul guitar sitting up on the piano, which is, they're heavy. They weigh about 15 pounds. They hand Jimmy this guitar. It's got no strap on it or anything, and people are clapping because they know who Jimmy is, and Les doesn't. He lets anybody sit in with him, you know. So they're saying, hey, look, get him a strap, and Les looks over there and says, don't get him a strap. He's not going to be up here that long. He's not.
Let's just say that Les has an acerbic tongue.
A razor, an old vaudeville razor tongue.
And then we did Margaritaville there. And I thought, you know, I was kind of feeling like this was cool. I was playing with Les Paul.
He played the solo on Margaritaville.
Yeah, he played the solo on Margaritaville. And at the end of it, he leaned over to me and he said, that's the longest major chord that's ever been played in this bar. So, for those of you who know the difference between a major and a minor and an augmented seventh, that's a big deal, right? So that was our Les Paul story. So anyway, we're going to stick in the major chord of C right now for this one. And we're going back and get some, this is like white sport coat and pink crustacean time down there. Is that okay? Right. A little pencil thin mustache perhaps. They're making the movies in old black and white with happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in this nostalgic way, honey, jump right up, show your age. I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, you see, Boston Black 8 kind, two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket and an autograph picture of Andy Devine. I remember being buck-toothed and skinny, writing fan letters, the sky's knees, penny wide. I wish I had a pencil-thin mustache. I could solve some mysteries, too. But then it's bandstand Disneyland growing up fast. You're drinking on a fake ID, yeah. Rama of the jungle was everyone's marijuana when only jazz musicians
smoking marijuana.
Oh, I wish I had a pencil thin mustache. I love jazz. I can tell some mysteries too. Let's play some jazz. But then it's flat top, dirty Bob Carpet and feel. Grubbing on the living room floor. So, here to send you off to college to gain a little knowledge. But all you want to do is
learn how to score.
Yes, but now I'm getting old. I don't wear underwear. I don't go to church and somebody stole my hair. I go to movies, sit all day the way that it used to be. Cause I wish I had a pencil thin mustache. The Boston Black 8 kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket and an autograph picture of Andy Devine. I say I can be anyone I wanted to be, maybe Sway Vero Flynn or the Sheik of Arabic. If I only had a pencil thin mustache, I could do some cruising too. I said real cream, a little dabble do ya. And do some cruising too. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, well, the energy of the crowd kind of amped up here. We went into warp drive, didn't we, huh? Must be like 9:30 in the Hamptons or something.